Hi everyone, this is Susie again, and I am going to walk you through how to use Audio Boom today. Obviously, I am using Audio Boom to give you this tutorial, and I've also provided a series of screen captures so you can follow along with me on those if you want to, or if you'd like to pause me for a minute right now. You can go ahead and create a free account at www.audioboom.com and get that set up, and then you can follow along with me through the actual Audio Boom website. Right now, if you look at the first screen capture that I provided, this is what it's going to look like once you've set up your free account and you're signing into your account. So as you can see, I've put in my username and my password, and then I'm just going to click log on to or log into Audio Boom, and that'll get me started. That'll take me to screen capture number two, which says your feed page. And once you sign in, this is where you're going to go. You're all each going to have your individual feed page. On this page, you can follow people if you want. If you can see to the right, there's featured and trending. If you click on those things, you can follow people within there. If you scroll down, there are more options to add friends and family, so you can follow whomever you please. Down at the bottom, too, highlighted as activity, it's going to show all of my activity. If I highlight followed, it's going to show people that I follow. Any comments that are made on my post, you can highlight that. So basically, this is just my main screen. It's going to, give me all of my information, and all of my activity. Okay, so that'll take me to then actually starting to record. And if you can see at the top right of your feed page, there's a little red button up there. If you click on that, that's going to take us to the record page. Okay. First things first, there are two bars at the top there. One is upload, one is record. Upload is in black right now because it is not highlighted. You can upload MP3 files if you want to, and share them with people. However, we're going to focus on recording our own voice for the purpose of this tutorial, and your task is going to actually be to record your own voice. So that's what we're going to do. Once you highlight record there, as you can see, it's in blue on my page. A little box is going to come up in the middle, and I know it's a little challenging to see here, but what it is asking for is permission to access your microphone so that you can make the recording. So what you need to do, toward the bottom, there's a little green circle that says allow, and beside the green circle is an empty circle. You need to click on that to allow access. And then down at the bottom, there are tabs, and you need to hit the microphone tab to allow access to your microphone, and then you can hit close at the bottom right. Then it's going to give you a little sound check so you can hear what you sound like. Sometimes it does sound a little echoey. There is a box that you can check to eliminate some of that echoing. However, even when it did sound echoey, I went ahead and did some recordings, and I couldn't hear it in my actual recordings, although sometimes the sound quality was a little poor. So you might want to play around with the sound quality a little bit before you actually get started. Okay. Before you actually record, you're going to need to add an image. Of course, that would be any image that goes along with your topic, a title of your audio recording, a description. You can add hashtags if you want to. And down at the bottom, there's a category section. There's a drop-down box there that has a bunch of categories. You don't have to necessarily categorize it, but if you see something that it fits into, you can. Okay. So at this point, now that you've added all that, you are ready to record. As you can see over toward the top left, there's the red circle again. There's a timer there, and there's a play button. With the free version of Audio Boom, we have 10 minutes to make a recording. For your task, you are asked to complete a 5-minute recording, or at least a 5-minute recording, just to get you started and see how you do with it. So we're now ready to record. We have all our information in here, and you are going to hit that red button, and it's going to start timing. Okay. Prior to actually recording, I would suggest rehearsing a little bit. You want it to be conversational, and interesting, and keep your audience's attention. But you know, I would suggest practicing a little bit just so you're not flailing around, and especially till you get used to it. I had never worked with just audio recordings before prior to doing this, so this is something new for me too. Okay, so now once you're done recording, you can hit that play button again and it'll stop it. And then you're going to hit save recording. Okay, once it's saved, and it might take a second or two, well, a minute or two to actually save the recording, then you're going to hit publish audio down at the bottom. That publish audio bar should turn green when it's ready for you to hit it. Okay, and that's going to take us to the next screen capture, which is number four. Okay, so now you're publishing and it's going to show uploading clip there. That's what it's going to look like once you hit that publish bar. Okay, which takes us now to screen capture number five. Okay, once it uploads, which that again, it may take several minutes to do. Sometimes I've had it happen really quickly, and other times it takes a little while. Okay, and from here, it gives you the option to upload another clip or to go to the clip. And I chose to go to the clip so I can show you what it looks like. And that is on the next page, number six, the finished clip. And you can see what it looks like here. It's got a nice title at the top, using social media wisely. It's got a play button right beside it. I've got a nice word cloud in there to go along with it. Okay. And from here, this is where we can actually share our material. If you see at the top right of my clip there, there's a little blue circle with the Facebook icon and the Twitter icon in it. If you click on that and then go to screen capture number seven, you can see all of the different sharing options there. Okay, so there's lots of different social media options, and there's also an email option there. Okay, and what I chose to do is share with Facebook, and I'm going to show you what that looks like. So if you click on the little Facebook icon, it's about at about 1 o'clock, and that little series of icons there. This will take us to screen capture number eight. Okay, so I've clicked on the Facebook icon, and then it gives me options to share on my own timeline, on a friend's timeline. I can share in a group, or I can do it in a private message. I chose to share it on my own timeline, so you can see that it's checkmarked there. And then I just hit share link, and it'll automatically share to my timeline. Okay. On screen capture number nine, it shows how to get an embed code, which is again a little difficult to see on the screen capture. But if you see my word cloud there and you go over to the right, you see a box that says playlist, where I can add it to a playlist, a like button, and then there's an embed button. If you click on that embed button on the top there, you can see in green there's the embed code. Okay. From there, you can embed it into a website if you choose to share it that way. And if you need assistance with that in your task document, I have provided a link to AudioBoom Frequently Asked Questions, and embedding is one of the questions on there. So if you need assistance with that, that's probably one of the first places you should look. And then the last thing I'm going to show you is just your posts. So if you go up to your name in the top right corner, you can see my name there. And I hit the little drop box and I clicked on post, which is slightly highlighted in gray there. You can barely see it. And it will show all of my posts here. These screen captures were from when I first, this is the first time I'd ever done this. I have several posts in here now. I've, you know, redone and edited and done more and this and that. So I've played with it a lot since I actually did these screen captures, and I've really enjoyed it. Also, if you need to edit, that's another thing. If you have all your posts here and there's things that you want to go back and change, because we all know as educators, we always go back and change things to update and make sure that things work in the classroom. So, editing is another thing that is listed under the frequently asked questions, if that's something that you need assistance with. Anyway, I hope you find this useful as I have. And I guess that's all, and I will see y'all soon. Bye.